Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dark angle to all of this, which is now the new, it's kind of like when Barack Obama was president, they had all these different terms for the radical jihadis that he was funding, and it was ISIS, and then it was ISIL, and then it was ISIS again, and then it was rebel, moderate rebel groups, and they had to keep changing all these different acronyms and group names because they were funding terrorists, but they didn't want to say they were funding terrorists. So they said it was ISIS, and they said it was ISIL, then they said it was moderate rebel groups, it was in Syria, it was in all these different countries. And they got caught doing it. And so now Israel is relabeling Hamas as ISIS. But the truth is, and Rand Paul is about to put it out here, the truth is that the U.S. government, the Israeli government, and the Iranian government all fund terror groups. Here's Rand Paul talking about it in clip three.
Now we're in this situation that Israel needs emergency aid. How will you deal with that? What is your recommendation?
The same way I always have is that I'm all for the aid. In fact, we had this debate about a year ago with Democrats. They wanted $1 billion more for Iron Dome, and I said, sure, I'm for that. Let's take it from a fund that we're funding the Taliban with. There's still a couple $1 billion out there that we are, the Afghan Reconstruction Fund, that's going to the Taliban, to people who are not our friends, who are our enemies.
Why?
In Afghanistan.
I don't understand that. Why are we funding the Taliban?
They think that somehow when you give money to your enemies, it makes them less of an adversary. We still give money to the Palestinian Authority. We give money to the PLO. So what I would say is, sure, let's fund whatever Israel needs now, but let's take it from funds that we're sending to countries that don't like us, that burn our flag, that chant into America. Why are we giving money to people who hate us? So let's give it to our friends, if need be, but let's make sure we take it from somewhere else in the budget. And that may or may not make me very popular, but I insist on this all of the time. And if you don't do it, that's why you wind up with a $33 trillion debt.
Well, I mean, has the administration commented on the fact that we've been funding, giving money to the Palestinian Authority?
I have these battles all the time. I've battled the head of Senate Foreign Relations over this many times on the floor over whether we should still be giving money to the Taliban, whether we still should be giving money to the Palestinians. So years ago, I introduced the first bill that would have gotten rid of these martyr payments, where people who were blowing themselves up and blowing up Israeli civilians were getting payments, but it was coming out of a fund that the U.S. government was funding this fund. So I was the first one to introduce that, and they got rid of some of the payments, but some of those payments are still going to the Palestinians, and I'm for eliminating all of that foreign aid to the Palestinian Authority.
Senator, we want to know.
Now, there's so many oddities to this whole thing. I remember the first big realization, and then deep digging in all of this I did, I'll never forget. It was a New York Times article. You can probably still find it. And it was Obama administration gives, I think it was $500 million to moderate rebels in Syria. And maybe you guys can find that story. I think it was maybe 2015 or so. And what had happened was that Barack Obama's administration got caught funding ISIS. But they were trying to remove the Assad regime, and so they were willing to fund any proxy groups and arm any proxy groups that would go into Syria and engage in this proxy warfare. And they got caught funding ISIS. So at the same time, they're claiming we're fighting ISIS, and they got caught funding ISIS. So the New York Times covered it all up for them and said, oh, they're funding moderate rebel groups. And this is what they always do in regions of the world like this. And so it's the exact same thing now. It's the exact same thing now. We give Iran money. We give Israel money. We give all these other countries money. We give all these moderate rebel groups money. And then all that money eventually ends up in the hands of moderate rebels or terrorists or proxy war groups every damn time. And it's funny because they did have the vote to give the Iron Dome $1 billion. The vote came into Congress. We gave the $1 billion to Israel for the Iron Dome. And you know what happened? Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Ilhan Omar cried on the House floor. They cried. Or fake cried. Remember that? Democrats cried because we gave $1 billion to defend Israel. They cried about that.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I didn't intend on spending a bunch of time on this, and I still don't, but the crew is just finding all the stories of exactly what I'm talking about. Because, by the way, that's what we do here. InfoWars changed the game. First of all, we tell the truth all the time, and we're totally independent. But we have a tirelessly working crew back there that's constantly pulling up articles and videos and everything else to show that we don't just make these claims up, and then they just show all the proof of everything I'm saying. And there's no teleprompters. I mean, 95% of the stuff we do here isn't even coordinated. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, here's what I'm covering, here's the videos, here's the stuff. But most of the time, it's all just live, and we're all just acting in live time covering all this stuff. Nobody else does that, by the way. I mean, there's very few, if any, people that can do that or do that. But we do. So they're just pulling up all these stories. They just printed all these stories out for me like, yeah, it's true. Look, here's the proof. They were funding ISIS. They were funding Hamas. They were funding all these different, quote-unquote, terror groups or moderate rebel groups. It's like, yeah, I know. I mean, I read the news. That's why I'm talking about it. But I don't intend on spending any more time on that. Let me make sure we're funded. You know, the U.S. government wants to make sure that all their different proxy groups and proxy wars and every war all over the planet is funded, and all these other countries are funded. And by the way, we're going to have more about these bribe pay-for-plays. A Democrat is in deep right now. And notice the media is covering it up. We'll cover that coming up, too. It got brought up to Karine Jean-Pierre today, and she just balked. But no, we need to make sure we fund ourselves. And we're funded by you. We don't get big pharmaceutical money. We don't get big fast food money. We don't get big Hollywood money. We don't get big billionaire donor money. We get you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on air. And you've done it. You've kept us on the air. And we're eternally grateful for that. This is the mothership against evil. This is the mothership against tyranny. And they know it. And that's why they try to shut us down. Oh, really? Tyrants want to shut you down? Well, yeah, that proves they're out there, doesn't it? 60% off BrainForce Plus. This is the flash sale happening right now. 60% off BrainForce Plus. Flash sale happening right now. I love BrainForce Plus. I always have one at my desk before I go on air. I like to pop a couple BrainForce Plus for mental energy. And there is also some naturally occurring caffeine in there. But it's the mental clarity. It's the mental energy. It's the focus factor. 60% off BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, the big pharmaceutical companies that, I mean, they basically run everything, really. They want your children to be pumped full of their drugs, and they say it's for ADHD or all this other stuff. And then they pump you full of these drugs, which are very unhealthy. This is a natural way to get mental focus, mental clarity, mental energy without having to go to a big pharmaceutical product. So can't recommend it enough. And if you're out there and you're trying to get off those meds, BrainForce Plus might be a great way to do it. Not giving medical advice here, not a doctor. Just saying, if you're looking for mental clarity, focus, and energy, but don't want to go to a big pharmaceutical product, perhaps try BrainForce Plus. Flash sale happening. 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you were listening earlier, you heard Alex talk about this, and I know how this works. I've been in media a long time. I listen to talk shows as well. When Alex is not here, funding goes virtually down to nothing, especially when it comes to this show. So, folks, let's make up for that today. Let's go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep things funded while Alex is away. He is going to be back tomorrow, and he's going to have to be carrying extra weight to try to keep this place afloat with the funding. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get BrainForce Plus 60% off. Or a great way, and maybe the best way, to fund the operation right now is the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Resistance by Alex Jones. Now, this book is available now, but perhaps the best way to support the transmission is to get the autographed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're a collector and you got your first autographed copy of The Great Reset by Alex Jones, this is the second installment. This is The Great Awakening by Alex Jones. If you got the first autographed copy, now you can complete your collection with the second autographed copy, The Great Awakening, exclusively available, signed by Alex Jones, at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, let's make up for some of that funding that goes down when Alex is away. Let's make up for that. Let's get to InfoWarsStore.com and fund this operation today. And make me look good in the process, too. All right. Where to go from here? There is so much else to cover. Let me give you an update on what we have here from the speaker's race, as Amber Krabach is reporting. And guys, maybe just pull up her Twitter account as I'm reading this too, not just for this tweet, but maybe I'll see if there's an update. She just put this statement out. She's covering this in D.C. right now. And I don't doubt that this is exactly what's going on. Here's the speaker situation. Speaker candidate needs 217 votes to win. 210 Republicans will only vote for someone who will prioritize the lobbyists. That was the McCarthy wing. 12 Republicans will only vote for someone who will prioritize the American people over the lobbyists. The two sides are diametrically opposed. Now, I don't doubt that that's the exact situation, or at least the nature of the situation. But there is a bit of a decorum within the Republican Party, and there is a bit of a, let's say, respect for the process where, I mean, really, Kevin McCarthy is the one that kind of broke this. Or, excuse me, let me retract that. Really, it was Matt Gaetz that kind of broke this. And so here's the latest here. With no speaker, the House cannot hold votes and subsequently does no business. Quite frankly, I'm okay with that. As time wears on, Republicans deadlocked without a Republican candidate that can bridge the gap. Members of the lobbyist-loving faction will be pressured by lobbyists to vote with Democrats. If five Republicans cave, it's over. Do you think five Republicans would vote for Hakeem Jeffries to be speaker? Man, would that be amazing. And you know what? I think it's an outside shot. But here's how it would go. You know that the lobbyist faction in D.C. can find five dead duck Republicans who have no political future and are either going to get primaried out or aren't going to run again. And so they'll go ahead and vote for the Democrats just because they know their political career is already shot. And they know that if they do go ahead and vote for the Democrats, they'll have a very lucrative job on the other side of their time in Congress. And they'll kind of ease themselves into it by saying, well, I had to do it. Because we had to govern, we had to get back to business, we had to fund the war and this and that and everything else, and that will be their excuse. So I think it's an outside shot. I think it's unlikely, but there is a chance you could see that. There is a chance that you could see five Republican sellouts vote for Hakeem Jeffries because they know there's a lucrative deal on the other side of their term in Congress, and they know they're not coming back, so they have nothing to lose. But boy, oh boy, would that be quite a display. And then they'll try to blame the Matt Gaetz of the Republican Party. But so here's what's going on. There's a bit of a decorum and a respect for the process where they don't want to take to the media what's going on behind closed doors. And they don't want to take to the media exactly the process or the conversations that are happening in the closed door meetings that the Republicans are having right now. And that's why when Matt Gaetz had that legendary speech in the McCarthy ouster, when he called out the lobbyists that are running the Republican Party, and you heard boos. You guys remember that? Maybe we should even go back to that. Because that's what this really is. It's the conservative Republican swamp D.C. establishment with the lobbyist money that wants to run both sides of the aisle, that wants to run both the Democrat and the Republican Party. And when Matt Gaetz took that to the floor, he got booed by the Republicans because you're not supposed to let that cat out of the bag. You're not supposed to let the American people know how these Congress members get so filthy rich when they're serving in government. You're not supposed to. No. You don't. Hey, that's decorum. That's secret stuff. That's closed door stuff. You don't bring that out to the public. And Matt Gaetz said, F it, I'm doing it. And he got booed on the floor for doing so by the Republicans. Now, the question becomes, if Amber Kribach's reporting here is accurate, which, again, in nature, I believe it to be, but what do the 12 Republicans do, or Matt Gaetz, what do they do if this is the true stalling factor of getting the next speaker in because the lobbyists that control the Republican Party are controlling the votes? Do they go public with that? I wouldn't put it past them. And if 5 Republicans vote Democrats, then that just throws all decorum out the window, and now it's all open.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
That was Matt Gaetz's mic drop moment during the McCarthy ouster, which he was successful in. And the momentum is carried over now. And now the will of the Republican voter must be heard in Washington, D.C. and in the speaker. And it's not going to be the will of the lobbyists. And it's amazing. There's at least a dozen Republicans that are willing to put the voter in front of the lobbyist. It could be as many as 20. But there's at least a dozen right now, Matt Gaetz being one of them, Anna Paulina Luna, and others. But just think about that moment. Because I'm telling you, Matt Gaetz broke the decorum. You're not supposed to tell the people how D.C. really works. You're not supposed to tell the people how the congressmen and women get filthy rich while serving you. Matt Gaetz just did it, and they booed him for it. Tells you everything right there. It's amazing just what a little honesty can do to reveal somebody's true colors. It's amazing what just a few simple questions can do to reveal somebody's true colors. And we're getting all of it right now, and I think it's healthy. And to the people that don't like this, to the people that are wailing over this process going around, they're the people that are part of the establishment that have enriched themselves on this corrupt gravy train, and they don't want to see it come to an end. It's really simple as that. All right. Let's refocus and get back to some of this news. Now, there was the debate about, did Egypt give the intelligence to Israel about the coming Hamas attack or not? Israel denied it, but then Egypt was like, no, we did. And now members of the intelligence community have gotten down to it, and they said, no, the intelligence was shared, and it was ignored. Here's Representative McCaul talking about that in clip 7.
From the administration. There seems to have been a failure of intelligence as well. We're not quite sure how we missed it. We're not quite sure how Israel missed it. We know that Egypt had warned the Israelis 3 days prior that an event like this could happen. We know that this has been planned perhaps as long as a year ago. The other concern.
Now, again, this was Alex Jones' message from day one, which was, if there are terror attacks in this country, if Hamas pulls off a terror attack like they did in Israel in this country, it's 100% the Biden administration and the federal bureaucracies that are to blame. Because they're coming after people like me. They're watching everything I do, monitoring everything I do, writing down everything I do, putting me in jail. They're putting Trump supporters on terror watch lists. They're talking about putting Trump supporters in re-education camps. The Trump supporter is the modern-day Jew in 1938 Germany, or the Trump supporter is the Negro during the Jim Crow era. That's how we're treated now. That's what it is. That's the facts. And it's always the left that does this. Nazis, socialists, Jim Crow laws written by Democrats. It's always the left that engages in this discrimination. But do you think, because, I mean, duh, of course there's intelligence that there could be a terror attack like Hamas did in Israel in the United States of America. Of course those warnings are out there. Of course that intelligence is out there. That's why Alex Jones is putting out that message. But it'll be ignored by our FBI. It'll be ignored by the Biden administration, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and everything else, because they're more focused on you. They're more focused on you, the patriotic American that waves a flag. They're more focused on you, the patriotic American that actually cares about this country. They're more focused on you, the informed American that puts American interests first. You're their biggest enemy. They'll make sure that you end up in a jail cell before they stop the next terror attack in this country, which at this point seems inevitable. And I'm going to have a little bit more of that on the other side. We're looking into this George Soros story because you saw Black Lives Matter put out the pro-Hamas messaging supporting the terror attack on Israel. Oh, really? Black Lives Matter? Leftists are violent? Wow, news to us, huh? Apparently news to Jake Tapper. And in fact, he admitted so much here in clip five.
These last few days have been a real eye-opening period for a lot of people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. A lot of people who seem more shocked at dehumanizing language used by world leaders to describe Hamas than what Hamas actually perpetrated on Saturday.
Now, imagine just figuring that out when you're Jake Tapper. But, you know, I can't help but just interject this because, it is odd to me that, and I guess this is just how emotions are manipulated, and I guess this is the linear process of propaganda. Again, I'm not offering, this is not me trying to offer an opinion, just an observation here. Because, you know, I don't want to be like the Jon Stewart clip with everybody in my ear, even though that happens anyway. But, okay, so we see the Hamas terror attack. We see the horrific acts and everything else and the Israelis that are being, the innocent Jews that are being slaughtered by Hamas. And we see that and that's put in front of us and that gives an emotional response and that's bad. And that's sad and that makes you feel bad for those innocent people that have to deal with those terrorists. But then you're shown images and pictures from Gaza being completely flattened and having their electricity and their water and everything turned off, and it's people roaming the streets with nothing, just families roaming the streets, people roaming the streets with nothing, but that's, like, good. Like, that doesn't make you sad. That makes you happy. So, again, I don't even want to choose a side in this. That's not even what this is about. But for Jake Tapper to just realize that it's the left that's anti-Semitic, and for Jake Tapper to just realize that it's the left that's violent, wow, really? It took you for Black Lives Matter to showing support for the Hamas terror attack? Well, I guess if that's what it takes, then so be it. Here we are. But it might be even worse than that. It might be even worse than that, but we'll come to that on the other side. Now, here's what's going on with the latest news with Egypt. Egypt's moved to prevent exodus of Palestinians from besieged Gaza, and they're saying, oh, Egypt doesn't want to take on any of these refugees. But then Israel responds and saying, well, what are we supposed to do? Israel bombed the Rafah crossing, so we can't even get in or out. So they say, look, Israel won't take them. Or they say, look, Egypt won't take them. And then Egypt says, well, you bombed the pathway, so what are we supposed to do? Israel bombs Damascus and Aleppo airports before Iran's foreign minister due to arrive. This war is heating up, folks. Netanyahu vows every Hamas operative will die as Israeli citizenry mobilizes for war. The ground invasion is sure to be on at any point. Or do I not say invasion? I'm not sure what we're supposed to say about that. Zelensky, of course, this greedy pig. Zelensky asks to visit Israel in show of solidarity. Yeah, right. Zelensky's going to go over there and beg for more money. Zelensky's going to go over there and make it all about him again. Seriously, the money laundering operation in Ukraine, he's not done with it. And so he's now going to go to Israel and beg for more money. We'll see if they let him do that or if they say, no thanks, your war is no longer getting funded. It's our turn.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. I'm trying to get into the weeds of this. I don't want to make any rash statements, but I mean, I think it would probably be fair analysis to say that if any groups are going to be penetrating our country to kill Americans, it's going to be Hamas. Not going to be any Jews aren't going to come here to try to destroy America. That's going to be groups like Hamas. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because this is why the left is allying with Hamas. This is why the left is praising the terror attacks in Israel, because They view Israel as part of the westernization of the world, and they view Jews as white supremacists. And then they call you a Nazi, even though they're the real anti-Semites. I mean, the irony is so thick you could cut it with a knife. Now, folks, this is why I bring this up, and this is why Alex Jones is worrying about Hamas-style terrorist attacks in this country because of the Biden open border policy and because of what we just saw in Israel. This is from George Soros in 2007. So 2007 from George Soros. Now, let's remember, George Soros is also majorly behind the funding of Black Lives Matter. So let's put two and two together here. George Soros, 2007. America and Israel must open their doors to Hamas. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read this whole story from GeorgeSoros.com. You can imagine how it goes. And this is when it was trendy to be anti-war as a liberal because George Bush was in office. And that's how Obama was able to get in, claiming he was anti the Bush wars, and then he expanded every Bush war. Because Bush was always a Democrat. So, George Soros, 2007, America and Israel must open the door to Hamas. Okay, we just saw what Hamas did in Israel. Now, did Israel open the door for Hamas for that to happen? But the point is here, oh, okay, Israel opens the door to Hamas, and then Hamas lands at a music festival and slaughters a bunch of Israelis. So, is that what George Soros wanted? Is that what he meant? Now, again, what's the Black Lives Matter angle here? George Soros is also funding Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter has come out with multiple statements in solidarity with Hamas and Palestinians. And while I don't think it's fair to conflate the two groups, there, you know, people would claim that there is an attachment there. And then there's other different groups as well, the PLO and other things. But so, okay. Soros says Israel needs to take in Hamas. Hamas goes into Israel and kills a bunch of innocent Jewish people at a music festival and other areas of Israel. Soros funds Black Lives Matter, who do anti-American activities in the streets, burn American cities to the ground, attack and assault police officers, burn American flags, desecrate venerable objects, and then Black Lives Matter comes out in solidarity with Hamas. Are you starting to get the picture here? George Soros is also behind the open borders. George Soros is also behind the Open Society Institute, which funds the illegal immigration, makes sure that they have money, makes sure that they have transportation from wherever they are on the planet to get across the southern border. Are you starting to put two and two together now? Soros funds Hamas, or rather, Soros supports Hamas going into Israel and America. Soros funds Black Lives Matter with their anti-American agenda and activities in America. Soros funds the open borders to make sure anybody can get into this country. And then Black Lives Matter stands in solidarity with Hamas's terror attack on Israel. Do you see why Alex Jones is warning about potential terror attacks in the country now? Do you get the picture now? Are you starting to put the puzzle pieces together now? Create the modern-day Hamas in America, Black Lives Matter. And, of course, they've got their own justifications, right? Just like Hamas has their justifications. See how that works? So Black Lives Matter has their justifications to be anti-America. Black Lives Matter has their justifications to be anti-white. Black Lives Matter has their justifications to destroy American cities, to attack police officers. Soros opens the borders, funds Black Lives Matter, says you must take in Hamas. And then what is the FBI doing? What are the Soros DAs doing? They're going after American patriots. They're going after Christians. Are you starting to get the picture, folks? Are you starting to see the formula here that's being revealed? How about Henry Kissinger? Can you believe that he may have told the truth about this, or maybe he just understands it? Listen to what Henry Kissinger said about the multiculturalism in the United States here in clip 11.
It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultural and religious and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that.
And guess what? Henry Kissinger was 100% right. Now you have Israelis and Palestinians facing off in France, in Germany, in England, in Australia, and all over the United States of America. There's that pressure group. And it was all done intentionally by George Soros and the same globalists. They wanted this. They wanted to bring the holy war to our land. They wanted to bring the holy war to Europe. They wanted to bring the holy war everywhere they could. And it was the smart nations that didn't let it happen. And then, of course, they get attacked. They get insulted. They get cut off in the international community. They get discriminated against. Well, it looks like they were the smart ones. All part of the design, folks. So if we have Hamas-style terror attacks in the United States backed by the American left, it will be the alphabet bureaucracies that are letting them happen. Whether consciously, wittingly, or unconsciously and unwittingly, when you're weaponized against innocent Americans and while you're going for political persecution, you're allowing the terrorists to sneak in the open border, and you will have the same intelligence failures that you saw in Israel happen here in America. And you'll have the same anti-American left backing it, joining forces with it. All by design. But you know, there's a larger issue. This is from Globes. Meet the Hamas billionaires. Meet the Hamas billionaires. Among the Palestinians, they'll tell you straight out, I want to get rich. And I was having this thought, and I wasn't really even sure how to properly present this, so I didn't plan on bringing it on air today, but then this story was sent to me, because here's the real story. Folks, it's only the richest and the most elite rich people on earth. I'm still not even sure how to present this. 99% of war in modern history comes from the 1%. The 1% who want it, the 1% who profit off it, the 1% who have the geopolitical desires for power and influence in the aftermath of it, and the rest of us just have to suffer. The rest of us just go into the meat grinder. And so now this is what they're doing to us. They're destroying our economy to make you poor and desperate and jobless so that you have to sign up for the military because you have no other option to pay your bills and to support your family. Once again, it's the world's rich. It's the elite of the elite. It's the rich of the rich. It's the military-industrial complex that wants these wars for their own agenda, not yours, not your country's, for theirs. And now they're doing it again. Every single time. War is a racket. Smedley Butler, 1942. Every single time. And it's always the poor that go fight and die in the wars for the rich. Every single time. And it's amazing that we, the 99% of people on this planet that want nothing to do with war, we get dummied into it every time. And doesn't that just show you that slavery is not dead as dead as we think it is, but it's still alive and well? Are we not still all slaves to the military-industrial complex? Are we not about to have to learn that again?
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, this is my final segment before Drew Hernandez takes over. And then Alex Jones is back tomorrow hosting 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show, and I'll go back to my regular duties of hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. Today it will be Harrison Smith. So Drew Hernandez coming up, then Harrison Smith coming up here on InfoWars Live, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, flash sale. Remember, flash sale. BrainForce Plus, 24 hours, 60% off right now. And BrainForce Plus, for me, always like to have it on my desk next to me at work. Like to hit a couple capsules of that before I go on air for mental clarity, mental focus, mental energy. Find out what it's all about. The ultimate nootropic, BrainForce Plus, 60% off flash sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the best way to support us right now is to get Alex's new book signed by Alex Jones, The Great Awakening. Autographed copies exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So if you like what we're doing here, please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me try to get through the rest of the news here before Drew Hernandez takes over. And it's crazy to think here. I am now, let's see, I am like, I have 8 shows left till I get turned into a federal prison for a speech, to be a speech prisoner in Biden's America. I'm truly counting down the days. It's actually crazy. now 12 days away from becoming incarcerated for my speech, now 12 days away from becoming a political prisoner of the Biden administration, and about 8 shows or 9 shows left until I become a political prisoner. It's quite eerie, actually. It's starting to really sink in. So every day I now cherish being here with you, the audience, and the crew. All right, so this is wild. The stuff against Bob Menendez continues to get even worse. Technofog reporting with the court documents. Senator Bob Menendez hit with a new charge in a superseding indictment. Conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent for Egypt. In essence, a U.S. senator was acting on behalf of Egypt, passing on non-public info and doing favors for bribes. Yeah, they would give him coats. Oh, here's a nice coat gift for you. Stacks of cash, gold bars, cars, everything else. But see, when it's a Democrat caught in corruption, the media doesn't cover it, and they make sure it doesn't hit the general population's consciousness. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre doing narrative control when asked about the Bob Menendez situation in clip 18.
Is the president okay with having a lawmaker who's accused of conspiring to act as an agent of a foreign government remain as a member of Congress?
The admiral was just asked this question. I just don't have anything to say beyond what he shared.
I've been referring to Bob Menendez.
Okay. No, I know. And he was literally just asked this question. I'm just not going to say any more to what he just added.
Now, we just don't talk about that. We're not going to address that. We're not going to answer that. And then they go after George Santos, which, as far as I can tell, there's nothing. They have shown no evidence of any of the claims that they're going after George Santos for. None. But then nobody wants to talk about Bob Menendez's corruption. Man, I'm telling you, Democrat voters and progressive liberals that are still Democrats. Look, I don't want to make a blanket statement insulting everybody because maybe some of them just haven't realized it yet. But I mean, let's just call it what it is. Political Democrats in Washington, D.C. and in the media, you are just such lying sacks of scum. You know it, too. You don't talk about the mass murder attempted on Republicans where Steve Scalise got shot. You don't talk about a Democrat that tried to commit a mass shooting, a mass murder against Republicans in Washington, D.C. You know it happened, but you don't talk about it. You don't talk about Joe Biden with the classified documents and the pay-for-play with Hunter Biden. You don't talk about Bob Menendez taking stacks of cash and gold bars for gifts for pay-for-play from Egypt. You never talk about it because you know you're corrupt. You know you're liars. To one Democrat's credit, AOC, I'll give her credit where it's due. AOC denounces New York City rally cheering Hamas terrorism, unacceptable and harmful. And she got into the aspects of how it's ridiculous that now we have this holy war from the Middle East in the streets of America. I agree. I agree, AOC. Shouldn't be happening here. We should be America first. But you don't really love America, so what would you know about that? And then there's this. I fear. I mean, look, it would be a good thing, right? It would be a good thing if we find out that there weren't 40 babies beheaded, right? That would be a good thing, right? We want that. We don't want 40 babies to be beheaded. I hope that that's fake news. But at the same time, you realize if that was war propaganda, like the babies in incubators, that, wow, we have some serious evil forces out there that really want to use our emotions against us to get us into war, don't we? So isn't that kind of an interesting conundrum? If you found out 40 babies weren't beheaded, wouldn't you be glad? Wouldn't you be happy? Like, oh, thank God that was not true. But then you realize that, wow, somebody made that up and wanted to use it against me for a political purpose. And then that opens a whole other can of worms. So it's like, I mean, but do you want that to be true? Seems like some people do and are desperate for it to be true. So Biden came out and made a claim yesterday saying, I saw the videos. I saw the proof that there were 40 beheaded babies. He lied. Go figure. He lied. And it's all over the media today. Here's some of the headlines. Biden did not actually see confirmed pictures of terrorists beheading children, as he claimed. White House clarifies. White House walks back Biden's claim he saw children beheaded by Hamas. White House clarifies Biden claim he saw photos of terrorists beheading children. Israel journalist says he saw no evidence of Hamas beheading babies during media tour of village. Now, There's been all kinds of different follow-ups here. And Israel and Netanyahu have released other images of babies and other claims of babies being burned and all this stuff. And so I would say that I'm, you know what? No. I'll say that I'm happy to announce that it's likely 40 babies were not beheaded by Hamas. Now, that doesn't mean that Hamas is the good guy. That doesn't mean that Israel doesn't deserve to strike back against the Hamas terrorists that slaughtered the innocent Israelis. But, I mean, no, I'm glad that at this point it's likely, just like the babies in incubators, that that was probably just war propaganda. I'm glad that 40 babies were not beheaded. Thank God. Now, would others be happy about that? Because Israel and all, I mean, even Ben Shapiro, they're all putting out all these images of children and everything else. They don't show you the Palestinian children, but that's fine. I guess they're less than human. But they'll show you all these babies. They say, look at these Jewish babies. And they have like one or two images of these babies that got hurt. But you know, if they had any proof of that, they would have shown it. You know it. Why wouldn't they have? They're showing you everything else. So I'm glad. I'm actually glad because I like little babies. I think little babies are beautiful. I don't care if they're Jewish. I don't care if they're Muslim, Christian. It doesn't matter to me. Little babies are innocent. They're beautiful. They're life. They're everything. They're the future. So I'm actually glad that it's likely 40 babies were not beheaded. I'm glad that that was probably just the new babies in incubators and the new babies getting bayoneted war propaganda. I'm glad. But would others be glad about that? Yeah, and so they are putting out all kinds of horrifying photos of the terror attacks. So they wouldn't hide it if they had it, folks. They wouldn't say, oh, it's too graphic and hiding from you. They'd show it if they had it. And now Netanyahu is saying Hamas is ISIS, so it's just like, oh, really? Well, who funds ISIS? A couple other odds and ends here before I sign off. Boy, 15 years old, 15-year-old boy, charged as adult in killing of Ted Lawson Sunday in North Lansing. It's funny that they get a different treatment when they kill a Democrat than when they kill some other innocent civilian. Then they usually get out. So this Democrat was apparently canvassing for Democrats in Lansing, and a boy walked up, asked for a dollar, and then shot him, 15 years old. So this is tragic. Another Democrat has to suffer the plight of their own policies that are deadly. Nobody's celebrating this, let's be clear. That's tragic. But how many different stories have we seen with this now? How many different stories have we seen with that now? And there's some interesting developments in the one journalist, big leftist advocate, LGBTQ rights advocate, anti-police advocate, and now the family of the 15, or I don't know what the boy, I forget how old he is now, but he went into this leftist house and shot him, killed him. And now the family is saying the reason why he did that is because, I don't want to get his name wrong, guys. I sent you the tweet, but I don't have it in front of me. I think it was it Kruger? There was like three or four leftists that got killed in the last 2 weeks. So I'm trying to get the name straight. But the family is alleging that the big liberal LGBTQ rights activist was blackmailing the other individual and was using him for drugged up sex when he was 15 years old, and he was threatening to release those videos. So it's just, you know, it never seems like you get, it always seems like there's skeletons in the closet and there's some deep, dark. Josh Kruger was the guy's name. Thank you, crew. Anyway, I'm signing off for today. Drew Hernandez takes over. Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. I'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. hosting the War Room.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.